energy, letting your body and mind relax. Letting your body find just a really comfortable position where all the muscles can relax. And invoking your inner friend, allowing your mind to wander about and be free. The enjoyment of being in a non-critical environment, a natural enjoyment when you're in the presence of a friend. Just let yourself enjoy that, this period of relaxation. Not doing anything at all, other than letting the body and mind relax. Not doing anything to evoke or repress thoughts or feelings. Just let things come as they may. And don't try to know anything or not know anything. Just simply be as you are. Just notice that without any effort or action or will on your part, you, your being, the me, the very self that you are, is by its very nature known. Or self-evident. I don't say it's a knower, nor is it knowing. Knowing has a verbal sense. Knower is an agent noun, it has a verbal sense. The word known does not have a verbal sense. It's accomplished fact. Something is known. By its very nature, not requiring anyone to know it, you are self-evident, self-shining. See if you can just sit with that fact, what I mean by those words, so if you can recognize what I'm describing about your experience right now. There's not a knower behind you. There is no one illumining you, lighting you up. You are the very conscious being. the self-evident knownness. Which all experiences, all the thoughts that are coming and going, perceptions, images, emotions, all of them borrow or enjoy the self-evident knownness. If you can notice that you are not performing an act of knowing, just like light doesn't perform an act of illumining, it's just that in its presence, things are illumined. All that comes into your presence is known. You are the knownness, which all vrittis, all experiences enjoy. See if you can recognize the self-evident numbness of your own being. I simply am. Can you notice that whatever thoughts experiences you may be having, they don't affect or cover or hide your own presence. Just the simple amness of your being, the self-evident, the self-evidentness of you can never be covered by your experiences because you light them up without any action on your part, just by your very nature. All experiences become known. Therefore, they can't hide you. You are, in a sense, inside of them, a Sangha, the very being that lights everything up. Positive and negative experiences can't cover you. It's because of you that they are known.